So in this lesson and the next, we are going to be diving into the details of blocks and restrictions. So negative blocks and restrictions are essentially negative energetic mechanisms that we create within our Divine Soul Blueprint through choice. So these negative blocks and restrictions become a part of our Divine Soul Blueprint because we choose them. We are choosing to uphold them. Now, because we're the powerful creators of our own experience, our negative choices have the power to actually change our Divine Soul Blueprint for as long as we uphold those negative choices. Remember, that's why we look to our soul's origination for information as to who the client is at soul level. Because when the soul first originated, we hadn't yet made any negative choices at that point. So we can really look at how the soul was originally structured and that original Divine Soul Blueprint. But now we're essentially looking at the Divine Soul Blueprint as it is in the present moment compared to how it was at origination. Now, you don't need to do this comparison process consciously. Just make it a part of your frame of reference that you're now looking at the Divine Soul Blueprint for the client based on what it is now compared to how it was at origination. And the difference in the Divine Soul Blueprint are the blocks and restrictions. So as we go through the different blocks and restrictions, we just want to know if they are there. And the reason we can tell is because they're not, you know, the blueprint's different from its origination. All right, so just make that a part of your frame of reference, but you don't have to consciously go, well, what was it like before and what is it like now? All we're asking is whether a block or restriction is present. So that's all you have to do. So as long as your intent is that you're looking at the difference, you're fine. You don't need to do any more work around that. Now, as mentioned previously, blocks and restrictions literally restrict or block the flow of vital force energy through our Divine Soul Blueprint, which is, of course, the conduit for vital force energy between our human experience, our third dimensional aspect, all the way through to Divine Source. Now, while blocks and restrictions and the resulting negative karmic patterns may have originated in a past life, it is really important to recognize that your clients are still perpetuating this negativity today. If these blocks and restrictions were already resolved, if they were done and over with, they would no longer be showing up in their Akashic record or in their Divine Soul Blueprint, right? But going back to the lifetime of origin of the pattern is really helpful. It just helps the client understand the pattern with a sense of detachment. They don't take it so personally. Frequently, though, their reaction is something like, well, that's exactly what's been going on in this lifetime. That's because the karmic pattern is current. Now, in other cases, you'll find that the circumstances and people and the way the choices look in the physical are different. But what really matters is that the underlying energies of choice and consequence are exactly the same. So even though we may say, oh, you know, 6 lifetimes ago or 10 lifetimes ago, here's the choice that you made. Please understand, it's not like they made the choice once and now they're not making it anymore. They started the pattern of choice 6 or 10 lifetimes ago, but then they've been continuing it lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And, you know, life is different today. So the people and circumstances may have changed, or the players of the game have changed, but if you look at the energetic qualities of the choices that started the pattern and the energetic quality of the choices today, they'll be exactly the same. Same thing with the circumstances, all right? And like I said, I mean, occasionally you'll tell a client a story of exactly what choices they made and they're like, oh my God, well, that's exactly what's happening today, right? Which is fantastic for us because it's so validating. But usually the client, if you talk to them about what kind of choice it was and tell them, you know, this is still what you're perpetuating, they'll be like, oh my God, yes. But going back to the lifetime of origin and explaining to the client why they started making this pattern of choice to begin with, why they started making these kinds of choices, because it's like 6 or 10 or 20 lifetimes ago, the client really has a sense of detachment. It's them, but not really them. And they can take responsibility, but they can gain consciousness, but they don't take it so personally. So there's no defensiveness at all. And that's why it's so helpful to talk about when patterns originated. It gives the client a sense of distance, all right? So in this lesson and the next, what we're doing is we're covering the specific blocks and restrictions. And then you'll learn how to put them together into a story in the following lesson, all right? So this is a longer process. There's a lot to it. None of it is hard, all right? It's just a lot of information. But eventually, you'll really be able to tell the client exactly why they chose, what that energy looks like, what the consequences may look like then and today for sure. And so they can really get a whole grasp on how they're creating lack and separating themselves from their divine self-expression. So negative blocks and restrictions and their resulting karmic patterns are why some people keep encountering abuse or they keep attracting betrayal. It's like a broken record. And some of these negative karmic patterns people have been engaged in for lifetime after lifetime. It's kind of their normal. They're kind of used to it. But they will always just barely have enough money to pay the bills, but never more, no matter what they do. Or they'll always have an abuser in their experience, whether that's their spouse or their boss or their, you know, and it's just constant. They're kind of used to it. They may even think it's normal. Some of them always will struggle with some sort of external authority where they're always feeling restricted and can't do what they really want. It's just part of their lives and has been for a long time. So often these are patterns that make us feel like we're banging our heads against an invisible wall. And so when we can show the client what those patterns of choice are, it's really a relief to them because we're validating their experience, but also, of course, eventually we're telling them how to change it. But remember, you know, we don't want to blame karma for anything, right? Because positive karma is also why some people will always have more money than they need, or why they always attract amazing friendships, or why they always have a loving romantic partner, right? So at the same time as negative karmic patterns can be so maddening, positive karmic patterns also make sure that certain things can be taken for granted. We don't have to work at them, hardly, if at all, right? I know some people who have amazing positive karma around money, and they've just always made a lot of it, and without even really necessarily, I mean, they work for it, they exchange value, right? They put value out into the world, but it's never hard for them. And that's just positive financial karma. So uncovering blocks and restrictions and negative karmic patterns is never the bad news portion of a session. I really have to stress that. It's the most empowering work we can do for others because consciousness and responsibility are what gives us the power to change our lives. So I can't stress it enough. I know I go on about it, but it's so important to uphold the perspective that clients create negative blocks and restrictions through choice. And not just through the choice they made 6 or 10 lifetimes ago, but through choices that they're still making every single day, every single week, day in, day out. All right? These are patterns they are still upholding. Negative blocks and restrictions don't ever happen to us. And if there's one thing that we have to uphold for the client, that's it. Because if we for a second make it sound like, oh, this thing happened to you 6 lifetimes ago and that's why your life sucks today, now we've disempowered our client. Now we have victimized them. So understand that the way you communicate this to your client, your perspective will either uplift your client as the powerful creator of their own experience, or you will cause them to be victims of negativity. Okay? So just in your communication, in your perspective, just really integrate it. We're looking at what the client has chosen. Okay? I'm definitely going to go on about that some more. It's so important though. All right. So in the next 2 lessons, you'll learn all about the various blocks and restrictions and how they are defined. So we're going to go into each of them. So I want you to think of the individual blocks and restrictions like puzzle pieces that will eventually form a bigger negative karmic pattern. But for now, please focus on just learning the definitions for each negative block and restriction, and then check to see if it is present in your client's Divine Soul Blueprint. So that's all we're doing right now. You're just learning what is the block or restriction, what's it about, what's the energetic mechanism, and is it there? So for the next two lessons, that's all we're doing. And I stress that because I want you to refrain from trying to guess how the pieces may fit together or how it all came about. You really can't work on a puzzle until you have all the pieces, unless you want to get it wrong and be massively frustrated, right? So please maintain a sense of detachment. You just want to know what's there. You're going to learn how to pull these puzzle pieces together into soul stories, is what we call these negative karmic patterns. And we'll do that in a later lesson. So we've got two lessons of just learning what are the negative blocks and restrictions. Just what are they? And then I want you to go in and look at, are they present? That's it. Sense of detachment. You're just looking at, hey, let me gather puzzle pieces. Oh, she's got this, he's got that. There's also some of this and some of that. That's okay. It's almost like you're gathering ingredients for a recipe. You don't want to start cooking until you've got everything pulled together, right? So please maintain a sense of neutrality and detachment, and don't get curious. Because if you start making up stories in your head around, ooh, I wonder if this might have happened, or maybe this, and maybe this goes together, you are really actually limiting your own objectivity. Because once the mind forms an opinion, the mind tends to defend that opinion. So while you go through this process, please try not to form any opinions about why certain blocks and restrictions may be there, what they're about, how they might go together, what may have happened. Just stay out of it, okay? You're collecting puzzle pieces. Be neutral. Very important. Now, there's also never a need to feel bad or sorry for anyone if they have a lot going on. Please adopt an attitude of neutrality and non-judgment. Remember, your clients chose all the blocks and restrictions that you're uncovering for them, and everything is perfect. And the other thing, again, keep in mind that choice happens at the level of action, all right? Blocks and restrictions occur because we chose to do something in real life and usually kept choosing to do that same thing repeatedly over time. And in many ways, keep in mind, the fact that blocks and restrictions are showing up for the client is something to be celebrated. It means the client is ready to clear and shift these negative karmic patterns. You know, if you ever worry that it's so much that's showing up for the client, understand that you're only going to get as many blocks and restrictions present for the client as they are ready to move past. It's really important to acknowledge. You're not going to overload the client. If you're getting the information, they are ready for it. They are. They're ready to resolve these patterns. So I say this because I've heard some of my students who are like, oh my God, there's so much going on. They almost feel bad telling the client that they have blocks and restrictions going on. My perspective is the opposite. It's like, yay. My client is ready to clear so much crap out of their Divine Soul Blueprint. This is amazing. This person is ready for transformation. And we can massively help someone who's got a lot of blocks and restrictions. Personally, I'm a little disappointed when there's only one or two things that need addressing, all right? Because I want to make a big difference in my client's life. So it's a different perspective. So I invite you to really celebrate whenever you find blocks and restrictions for your client, because it's an opportunity for amazing transformation for them. And you get to be a part of that opportunity. Now, also remember that you need to understand how each block and restriction is defined before you ask whether it's present in your client's record. So don't get ahead of yourself. We always need that clear frame of reference, right? So we're going to cover the dowsing protocol first, but don't jump in. We're going to cover it first so you'll know what you're asking, and then we'll explain the definitions of the blocks and restrictions. So just don't engage in any dowsing until you fully understand what the block or restriction is all about and know exactly what you're asking. Now, some of the blocks and restrictions have very short definitions and explanations because they're super simple. Others, a little longer. None of them are hard or complicated to understand. Keep in mind also that we will eventually energetically clear every single one of these blocks and restrictions that we uncover. So we're going to cover the details of how and why clearing work works in later lessons. And of course, we'll also be able to tell our clients what new patterns of choice will serve them so that they can turn those negative karmic patterns into positive ones and really create brand new results and change their lives. So it's always something to celebrate. Now, as always, please do the work for each of your practice clients, for each of the lessons. So when you get to the end of this lesson, go ahead and do the entire lesson protocol for each and every one of your practice clients. And then for the next lesson, do the same. And then you can jump into the soul stories and do all of that for each of your practice clients as well. Remember that by actually accessing the information for each of your clients, you'll come to understand all blocks and restrictions from an energetic perspective and not just an intellectual one. And that is so going to help you avoid information overload. Also, please note, it's fairly common for students to become a little triggered by the information about blocks and restrictions. It can be a little daunting to realize just how much of our lives are affected through our own negative choices. And you may start wondering, oh my God, I wonder if I have this block or restriction. What's affecting me? All right. So remember, I do encourage you, especially to do this work on your own behalf, but please remember to wait. Okay. There's no rush. If anything, let this motivate you to move through this program faster and get to presenting to your practice clients, because once you've done that, I want you to do this work on your own behalf. And I certainly want you to do this work on behalf of your children and your loved ones, absolutely, right? After your practice clients. But for now, just understand there's no rush, okay? To do your own work. It's like, oh my God. Please don't let yourself fall out of the state of neutrality. Just stay in detachment. Don't worry. All right. If you can, please just in non-judgment towards yourself also. Because if you do have any negative blocks and restrictions in your own divine soul blueprint, and you probably do, then they are there and they're perfect and you've chosen them. And whatever current life circumstances you got resonate at least in partially to whatever your blocks and restrictions are today, and that's okay, you'll change them. But first, let's do this work and do it thoroughly so that you really understand it, and then you'll be able to do your own work and be that much more empowered because you really understand it. All right, so when it comes to our practice clients, we have greater detachment, and again, that's why I have you start there. So please focus on them. But know that all the detachment that you develop on behalf of your practice clients is going to really serve you and your own accuracy when it comes to doing the work for yourself. So I understand that some of this might send you into a little, oh my God, what if this is happening for me, right? Just understand you are in the perfect place right now, blocks and restrictions and all. Okay, you're here. There's nothing wrong. And you will do your own transformational work. And you'll be so much better at doing your own transformational work if you just give it a week or two and then do it. All right? But let it motivate you to keep moving forward in this program. Now, before moving on, also I want to mention, if you have not done so, you must complete the Divine Soul Blueprint information and soul profile for all of your practice clients before moving on. Remember, you do want to access the origination information before you move on to blocks and restrictions. There is a comparison going on. That's part of our frame of reference. That means you have to access it before you access the Divine Soul Blueprint as it is presently. So very important that before you do any of the protocols moving forward, you absolutely have done all the work for all your practice clients so far. I say this because no matter how often I say it, I always end up talking to a student that, you know, it's like, oh no, I haven't actually done any of the work. I've just been listening to the lessons. And the course is like, no. Okay. So really, if you've been ignoring this until now, now is the time to backtrack and actually do all the work for your practice clients up to this point. All right, so doing the work on behalf of your client does help you so integrate what you've learned so far. And really, you need the context for the rest of these lessons.